epic railroad western, The Union Pacific, starring Joel McRae, Anthony Quinn, and Barbara Stanwyck. A Rip Snorton old-fashioned western film. Sponsored by Christine Gemp Love Foundation, Gene and Vicki Sterling, First Northern Bank, Vacutech, Pilch Reed CPA, Sheridan Realty Associates, and Letterbuck Car Wash.
The holiday season is here, and the Hammer Chevrolet employees have something special to share with everyone, Troy Baker.
Bob, everyone can take advantage of the Chevy employee discount. The Chevy price you pay is what we pay, not a cent more. You can get employee pricing on all 2019 vehicles. This includes the Chevy Blazer, Colorado, and also we have a great selection of half-ton Silverados, the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. Truck comes with savings of over $11,000.
The Chevy employee discount is for everyone. Hurry in before January 2nd. Take advantage of an incredible offer at Hammer Chevrolet, 107 East Dallas, or online, hammerchevy.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now your host for Public Pulse, Rustin Burr.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Public Pulse. We'll have a two-part program today. Part two, we'll hear from the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center, my guest for part one. And for the last time in 2019, we have the Sheridan Police Department. We have Lieutenant Travis Koltiska and Lieutenant Tom Ringley in studio. Guys, welcome.
Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys. And since I won't see you again, I guess Happy New Year as well. Maybe I'll make an excuse to come over and do something at the PD. Okay, so as always, you know, while we start out and as we're talking about kind of closing off this program with the police department for the rest of the year, as usual, I just wanted to thank you guys publicly. We really appreciate you guys being a regular guest and keeping our listeners up to date and being such great guests all
year. No, thanks for having us because, you know, this is a symbiotic relationship that we enjoyed between the police department and Shared Media. You are allowing us to get our message out to the community, and also we actually have had callers in 2019, which has been pretty awesome. So it works out fantastic for everyone, and Chief Adrian's and Lieutenant Koltiska, and I really appreciate you guys having us on twice a month.
Well, like you say, it's symbiotic. We both very happy with the relationship there. And one thing I wonder is Tom, is that you saying that we should have callers today, that people should give us a call?
Travis and I are always up for calls. Sometimes we get stumped, but we're more than happy to talk to anybody, either on the air or at the police
department.
And
if we don't know the answer right here, we'll find it for them.
There you go. Okay, so you've been warned, folks. You can call in today, 674-4443, 672-5763, if you've got a comment or thought for the Sheridan Police Department today. Let's start with something that is a very great timing to talk about this topic. Package thefts. Who wants to go with this?
I can go ahead and cover that. This is just a reminder that this time of year, with all the immense amount of deliveries of packages for Christmas, that people need to be vigilant with the thefts, aware that thefts are occurring. We have not had the volume that we've seen in past years, but they still do occur. There's a lot of ways for people to mediate that. Technology today, even those Ring video doorbells and other kind of video doorbells are actually assisting law enforcement greatly in putting a stop to this kind of activity. But, you know, there's other things people can think about. If they have other options for delivery, if they're wherever they work, if their employers will allow them to accept deliveries where somebody can sign for them, it's a way to curb the thefts. And the biggest part about it is neighbors being neighbors. You know, if you know your neighborhood, you know the people in it. If you see somebody that's up on a step grabbing a package off your neighbor's porch, please call us. Get as much information as possible and do it in a timely manner. You know, this is the year for the time of season for giving, not for taking. And we just want to encourage, you know, people to be very vigilant out there.
Well, and you got to figure that, again, it's opportunistic criminals that are going to be thinking, hey, there's going to be expensive, valuable things being sent for Christmas time. There's going to be a lot of it. It just makes sense logically that you'd have these opportunistic criminals coming out and going for it. So you would say that these Ring doorbells or these video doorbell type things are not a bad investment for your home security?
Yeah, and I'm not, you know, advertising any one specific product or another, but any type of camera system or anything that will provide that detailed information about suspects is always beneficial to law enforcement, regardless of the setting, whether it's in a business or a home. The more information we can get and the possibility of identifying a suspect, you know, we can bring a good resolution to somebody who sustained a loss, and that's what it's all about.
Okay, there you go. Well, again, it's not just Christmas time, and maybe you won't be getting packages for New Year's, but you might be at some parties, and consumption of alcohol is very high, of course, on New Year's. So there's a traffic safety campaign. Lieutenant Ringley, tell me more about that.
That's right, Russ. And people can expect to start seeing an uptick in media presence in regards to traffic safety, specifically DUI prevention. Media campaigns, ourselves, Wyoming Highway Patrol and Sharon County Sheriff's Office will have increased patrol over the weekends, over the holiday season.
Right.
Specifically, our department has right now about $2,000 in highway safety grant money to spend on increased enforcement. And that's a lot of money, but the officers do a great job in supporting our goal of reducing DUI and DUI crashes. But there will be an increased presence. We encourage people to plan ahead of time and enjoy their holiday season. We want people to enjoy it safely. As usual, we remind people that there is a free rides home program.
Right.
All they have to do is contact their bartender. Most bars in town do participate. And we just want people to enjoy everything safely.
Okay. And again, it's about enjoying safely, not abstaining from alcohol, right? That's not message of...
Correct. We encourage people to enjoy themselves, but this is not an abstinence campaign. It's a responsibility campaign.
Okay. And again, it's with the Sheriff's Office, PD, Wyoming Highway Patrol. It's one of those cooperative deals with all three of the organizations locally. And... I'm sorry if I missed it, but did you mention that the grant money comes to any one agency, or is it everyone?
In regards to the grant money, I was speaking specifically for the police department.
Okay. All right. Well, the other thing we wanted to talk about was some department organization and hiring. And we talked, I want to say it was 2 weeks ago, about the recent promotions. And so obviously those folks going up means there's some spots at the officer level that are ready to be filled.
In addition to that, yeah, like I said, Nevada Krenke and Jacob Board were promoted to corporal, and they are assuming roles of patrol corporals, so they're going to be in uniform patrolling. Corporal Carla Rogers was moved to a detective's assignment, so she will be working in detectives for a period of time as part of our normal rotation. It's about staffing and development and have given every level of the department opportunities to participate in different activities. You know, the roles and jobs of a investigator or detective at the department are different than that of patrol. It provides you different skill sets that you can carry back to patrol when you rotate out. So it's an opportunity to develop that. And like you alluded to, that, you know, whenever we have those promotions, we do have the opportunity to find and welcome new team members to the department. So we're actively recruiting. We're going over some recruitment strategies and looking at ways to bring the people that we want to, that buy into our philosophy, that, you know, our community-oriented policing and our goals that the department has, working towards the city goals. So, yeah, we're actively recruiting and actively hiring at this time.
And when you talk about this particular job, what is it like to apply to be a police officer?
It's a one-day process, which is a big deal. A lot of agencies come here for a day and come back for another day. It's a very simple process. It starts with physical fitness assessment, of which the standards can be found on the Wyoming Law Enforcement Academy website. Then it's a written exam, which is taken online. And then it's a...
Exam, what does that entail?
Answering questions, Rustin.
Right. What kind of questions?
It's a wider... We look for several things, everything ranging from cognitive ability to... behavioral characteristics of people.
It's a proctored test by a company that offers the same kind of testing for law enforcement all across the country.
Cool.
So it's a standardized test across...
With questions on it.
That's correct.
With questions.
Yes. Got to be honored on the last show of the year.
And they encourage you to answer.
And then the last step is an oral interview with Lieutenant Koltiska, myself, a sergeant, and a representative from our Human Resources Division. And we're a little different. They're... We're looking for characteristics. We can teach people the job knowledge if they show us the ability to learn. We're looking...
Theoretically, it's entry level is what you're
getting. Yes, but we want to make sure people have the base ability to learn by having proven that they've learned stuff in the past. And then onto a background check, which takes 2 to 3 months. And after that, things snowball rapidly to where we hire people. The whole process probably takes 3 to 4 months from day one to swearing in.
And so background test includes the fingerprinting, you know, the
That's part of it. But the main component is a detective really going into someone's past deeply.
There's a lot of interviews involved with employers, with references, with there's a lot more than that. But I mean, we do look back because we want people that, you know, have displayed that good character through the years and are going to continue to do that.
And having said that, people are human, obviously. We know people. The older people get, the more life they've lived. People live lives. There are going to be there's stuff that no one has a perfect background.
Sure.
I didn't. But we, as long as we want people to tell us about it. We don't want, as long as people are upfront with us, most things can be worked through.
And is there a lie detector test? Is that something I remember?
There is a polygraph that's administered by the Gillette Police Department.
Okay. And obviously, you know, you'll do the drug testing and those types of things as well.
Yes, that's after a conditional offer of employment.
Oh, okay. So once you've been given the offer. Okay. So if someone's interested, that's kind of what you'd expect going into an application with the PD. And again, you can find it on the city website?
Yes, on our department homepage on the city website. It's just 2 clicks to get there. And if anyone has any questions whatsoever, they can call Lieutenant Koltiska or myself at 672-2413.
Okay. Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with the lieutenants next.
Mossholder's annual snowflake sale is going on now. That means every item, store-wide, is on sale through December 21st. All you have to do is select the furniture, bedding, or accessories you want to buy. Then, you get to select a discount. You're guaranteed to save between 10 and 40%, and one lucky customer will draw Mossholder's 50% off snowflake. Let Mossholder's put some fun in your Christmas shopping this year. Mossholder's annual snowflake sale, going on now. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
You don't want to jumpstart your holiday travels with a jumpstart. Avoid a breakdown over Christmas break by taking your car to Midas Tire and Auto and save with the 12 deals of Christmas. Save on oil changes, tires, batteries, alignments, repairs, and more. Check out the details in the Midas ad in this week's Country Bounty or search Sheridan Midas on Facebook to see daily deals. Midas Tire and Auto on East Brundage Lane in Sheridan, keeping you safely on the road for the holidays.
Are you sure you have the lowest mortgage rate available? At First Northern Bank, it only takes a minute to find out. Their trusted mortgage loan professionals make it easy by offering competitive rates and quality service, managing the entire process all under one roof.
Hi, I'm Autumn Morris, mortgage loan originator, MLS number 1118392. Stop and see me in the Exchange Building at First Northern Bank, 36 North Gould in Sheridan, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With the new year comes new goals and resolutions. We're entering the roaring 20s, an entirely new decade. There are many advanced marketing strategies and tools that continue to emerge. What are your marketing goals for 2020? At Sheridan Media, we are constantly studying contemporary and traditional methods of marketing to get you the highest return on your investment. We invite you to sit down with us, meet with one of our marketing consultants, and put together an annual marketing plan. Our goal? To make the 20s truly roar for your company.
These winter months are the most difficult on your vehicle, so get your vehicle serviced. The place to do that? Hammer Chevrolet, Dick Hammer.
Absolutely, Bob. Wyoming winters are rough on vehicles, so don't take a chance on being left on the side of the road. We have the latest in diagnostic and repair equipment, and our highly skilled technicians will deliver the most efficient and quality vehicle care you can find. We offer free pickup and delivery in Sheridan. Travel safe this holiday season.
Call to schedule your vehicle today or go online to hammerchevy.com. 107 East Alger, open Saturdays till 4.
United Air Service from Sheridan begins January 12th, 2020. Fly Sheridan is proud to partner with United Express in opening new horizons in air service to Sheridan County. Through its partnership with United Airlines, United Express provides air service for over 300 cities on 5 continents and serves over 200 U.S. destinations. Learn more at flysheridan.com or book your next big adventure today at united.com.
And welcome back to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. My guests for this part of the program are with the Sheridan Police Department. We've got Lieutenant Travis Koltiska and Lieutenant Tom Ringley with us in studio. And the next topic we wanted to touch on was seatbelt usage. Travis, unfortunately, the numbers have been not good.
Yeah, just yesterday I received information from the state of Wyoming that we've had a decline in seatbelt use in the state of Wyoming. It dropped it from 86.3% in 2018 to 78.3%. So a drastic, which I consider a drastic decline in seatbelt use. Sheridan County historically has hovered right around the state level, but there's really no excuse for not wearing your seatbelt at this time, any time of year. You know, this time is more prevalent. We have slick roads. There's more crashes. Seatbelts save lives, and I cannot reiterate it enough to encourage people, everyone out there, to buckle up. It's not only the state law, but nobody wants to put their family through that, them choosing not to take every safety precaution necessary, which ends up in their unfortunate death. So please, everybody out there, buckle up. Let's get those numbers back up to where they should be. Let's get them at 100%. That's our goal.
Well, and Tom, remind me, there's an old wives' tale, if you will, that in some situations a seatbelt can be harmful. That's not true.
That's absolutely incorrect. People seem to think that getting thrown from a vehicle is safer than being buckled in. But that's all been disproven over the years. The one surefire way to minimize injuries sustained in an accident or prevent injuries sustained in an accident, especially a low-speed accident, is to properly wear all available seatbelts, to include the shoulder belt along with the lap belt.
Right. And that's regardless of how new your car is and how many airbags there are, right? Because in the end, an airbag is not stopping you from flying through a windshield.
That's right. It's and if you think a lot of our low impact, or a lot of our accidents, or I guess could be considered low impact, our speed limit's 30 sure. in town.
Right.
Just to remind people. So historically, it's been heads against steering wheels and heads against windshields, and that's what a seatbelt can prevent. And on the interstates, it prevents a whole lot more. It keeps one secured during the course of a rollover accident or getting thrown from a vehicle.
Is there a rough statistic on how quick you have to be going to, say, have enough force to put your head through a windshield?
No, but 30 miles an hour.
Will do it.
If you're not going through the windshield, you're still going to hit it hard enough for it to be fatal.
Right. Oh, wow. And so it's even worse if you're not hitting something that's static, right? I mean, head on at 30, each person going 30, that's still
compounded
catastrophic.
Force.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to remember, a lot of the damage at the low impact to a brain is from the deceleration of the brain inside the skull.
Hitting your skull, yes. Okay. So, I mean, bottom line is it's not hard. It's really not inconveniencing, and it will save your life.
And that buzzer would drive me insane in the car for the
reminder, right?
So I don't know how people do it, but we strongly urge people to wear all safety devices.
Was that mandated, the buzzers in cars, or is that just car manufacturers
I'm
chose
sure
to do
they're
that
just choosing
point?
To do so. I've never seen any mandates on it.
Okay, good deal. Well, we're going to go ahead and talk about a quick recap of Shop with a Cop, and Tom, I suppose you could tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, last Saturday from 8 to 11, we had our yearly Shop with a Cop event, which is a fantastic partnership with Walmart, who was kind enough to provide gift cards which enabled us to take close to 90 school-age children shopping not only with the Sheridan Police Department officer. We had super support from the Sheriff Thompson and his deputies, the Veterans Affairs Police, Rocky Mountain Ambulance, and the Wyoming State Highway Patrol. Great event. Each officer got to take 3 to 4 kids through for about half an hour, and it allowed them to buy gifts.
There you go.
All right. That's pretty awesome. And again, that's just an annual event that you guys look so forward to doing. I know that.
It is. And the other partner in this was School District 2, who identified the deserving children.
There you go. Is there programs in District 1 and District 3 at this time that we know of?
Well, I don't know. We
because you're 2.
All of our schools are School District 2.
Okay, good deal. Well, Travis, I got to turn it over to you now. You've got the comm, so to speak, and we're going to have a special little bit of fun for our last show with the PD of the year.
Yes, we have a sort of self-proclaimed expert in 80s heavy metal music at the police department. Sergeant Danny Keller is constantly bragging about his knowledge, infinite, I might say, knowledge of 80s metal music. So we wanted to call him today and give him a little test. And I have a trivia question at the end of it afterwards.
Okay.
So we'll turn it over, Danny.
You with us, Danny?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, we'll give you a song here, and we'll see how you do.
Go ahead, Band Jeff. And song.
Band and song. Extra points for the album and the year. Trevor, we'll give him about 45 seconds. If he can't get it there, we're going to...
Baby, all the nights are all the same. Since you said goodbye.
Well, I have to say, I it's not jumping out at me, but I will use the excuse. I cannot hear it very well on my cell phone here, but it's not jumping out at me.
Okay. Well, are you familiar with the group Helix?
I am, yes.
Does that help?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what song that is, though, nope.
Okay, Deep Cuts the Knife.
Okay.
From Long Way to Heaven, released in 1985. We stumped you, Danny.
Good job.
Would you have gotten Heavy Metal Love?
Probably not. I can't say I'm much of a Helix fan.
Okay.
We'll give you a shot at redemption later on.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll try again next year.
All right. Thanks.
Well, Danny, wait, hold on.
We'll skip the trivia today.
Okay. Thanks, Danny.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Well, had a little fun. Again, Lieutenant Travis Koltiska, Lieutenant Tom Ringley. Guys, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and thanks for being such great guests.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody out there.
All right. We're heading off. News Talk 930. We'll be back with the ARC next.
With more than 30 years of providing excellent service to Sheridan area businesses, Parker Mellinger has the knowledge and expertise to help solve your bookkeeping problems, answer questions about IRS notices, and discuss your business concerns. Schedule a review of your financial records today, and we'll find solutions that work best for you. Ask about our exclusive fixed price agreement, one annual fee, unlimited phone calls and meetings. Parker Mellinger, 1811 South Sheridan Avenue, Sheridan.
Getting a tasty breakfast sandwich with a quality cup of coffee, that's a morning victory. Getting it served quick and at a great price, that's like a morning victory with a parade and a marching band. Get a sausage McMuffin for a dollar and add any size coffee or soft drink like an icy Dr. Pepper for just a dollar more. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
United Express's 50-seat jet may not be a carpet, but it is magic. Beginning January 12, 2020, Sheridan travelers can take daily flights to more than 160 airports in the U.S. on United Express and United Airlines. United Express's code share relationship with United Airlines means competitive ticket pricing, frequent flyer rewards, and bags checked all the way to your final destination. Learn more at flysheridan.com or book your next big adventure today at united.com.
Frackleton's brings you this Pet of the Week from the Dog and Cat Shelter. Pepper has a unique physique and a quirky personality. Part German wire hair, border collie, German shepherd, and a bit of a pug, Pepper is a perfect blend of wonderful. Eva's a fierce, loving kitty who has no problem letting you know what she wants. This laid-back diva needs a good window to enjoy the sun as she naps. Stop by the Dog and Cat Shelter and meet this pretty lady today.
Downtown is one soul. Downtown, we're all working together, making things better for you and me.
To live, work, shop, learn, and do business, you can feel the pride in our community.
Hi, this is Jane Clark of ERA Carroll Realty. This holiday season, let's make things better for everyone. Keep your hardworking dollars at home. Shop Sheridan.
Downtown is what's up.
Come to Ucross for unparalleled bird hunting at Clear Creek Hunting. Guided and unguided pheasant hunts are available and open from now through March. Enjoy groomed hunt fields with perfect cover and plenty of birds to ensure you and your group a successful hunt. And right now, take advantage of their December special. 10 birds per gun for just $15 each until they're gone. Call Clear Creek Hunting in Ucross, 737-2237. Clear Creek Hunting is the place to hunt.
And welcome back to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. My guests are with the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center, Executive Director Yvonne Swanson and Assistant Director Rhonda Weber this morning. How are you two?
Oh, we're good. Thanks.
Good. Well, hey, thanks for being on the program today. And it's been a little minute since we've had you on, so... Yvonne, why don't we just start out with a reminder of what the ARC is?
Well, the Advocacy and Resource Center assists victims of violent crime here in Sheridan County. And so that includes home invasion, burglary, survivors of homicide. Primarily, we see domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking. But where there's a crime and trauma has taken place and we can identify a victim, we try to assist them any way that we can. Through the criminal justice system, through empowerment, support, anything we can.
Okay. And, of course, you're supported through a couple of different ways. Rhonda, where is the funding derived from for the ARC?
The majority of our funding comes federally. Federal programs hand it down to our state programs, like the Division of Victim Services, who then kind of toll that out to all the programs around the state. So the majority of our funding comes from that. And then local government, county government, city government, and then, of course, private contributions and the events we do throughout the year.
Okay. And again, the private contributions is obviously a big part of it. And as I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the great things about the private donations is that that money isn't earmarked, right? That's not exactly pigeonholed to a specific thing that you have to use it on. It's right for whatever services you happen to need.
Yeah. The private contributions are really... the biggest blessing. I mean, the federal funds are earmarked appropriately for emergency aid and operating expenses, things like that, that we need. We need those funds, and right, we're always in fear of those going away, too. But the private contributions really allow us to do the work, thinking outside of the box, meeting survivors exactly where they need to be met, rather than trying to fit them into the box that the federal monies or state and local monies want them to be fit into. So it really allows us to be creative in how we support and empower these people and get them onto a life of self-sustainability.
Awesome. Well, we talk about the private contributions, and of course, as it is nearing the end of the year, this is that time where people are thinking about their last little kind of donations for the year before the taxes are due and all that good mm-hmm. stuff. So, you know, as people are thinking about where they're going to send those last minute donations before tax time, what would you be, I mean, either of you can jump in on this, what would be your pitch for why they should donate and give to the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center?
Oh, Rhonda's going to let me. Sometimes I let Rhonda just see where she's going to go with it. But, you know, choosing us would mean so much to families in our community, because when you are living in violence and you are trying to find your way, financial assistance is sometimes one of the biggest roadblocks. Mm-hmm. And when you are asking a family to leave what they think is a safe place, they don't know how to pay child care. They don't know how to pay their rent. They don't know how to put gas in their car. They don't, and that's one of the biggest struggles. Of course, we like to provide them a happy Christmas, and we have some other agencies that have assisted with that. But throughout the year, that's the biggest roadblock. And when we receive private funding, like Rhonda said, it's not earmarked. So with the federal funding, it's very specific.
Yeah.
So,
and you lose it if you violate that.
Yes. Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Well, you can lose the whole center.
Wow. Yeah.
We can lose our whole agency if we violate that.
So it's not.
Well, and even something that's earmarked, like for emergency aid, for example, where you can go buy toiletries or necessity mm-hmm. items with that money, you truly can. But then they check every little thing that you buy. And if you're buying too much of it, for example, in bulk to try to like maybe take advantage of sales in town or something like that, as a nonprofit, we like to do that. That's not allowed. So even if you can do certain things with the money that is going to benefit victims or survivors, it's still really, really rigid. And so not only do we ask for the monetary donations, which go a lot further and can provide us the most help, even those other things that we'd like to have on hand, like full-size shampoos and conditioners, and I think we're going to talk about that, is still the giving that we really need and look forward to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What did you want to talk about as far as the full-size shampoo and conditioner?
Well, we brought a list, kind of going on why choose the Advocacy and Resource Center. And
sure.
Yvonne touched a lot on, you know, It's a really shocking statistic. 99% of domestic violence survivors, you know, almost 100% experience some kind of financial abuse as well. And so that means their funds that they made themselves were restricted, or they weren't allowed access to any kind of accounts or money, even doing the shopping, things like that. So we are really teaching them sometimes how to do this in life. And we have a donation room in our center, things that public assistance can't buy, like diapers, wipes, shampoos, conditioners.
Cannot buy?
Yeah, because public assistance can only really get you food, you know, if you're on any kind of public program. So those kinds of things really add up fast. And so we have a donation room. We ask for donations. And the top things that we need, if it's okay.
Yeah.
We really need new, still in the package, or with tags, bras and undergarments, baby wipes, size 3, 4, and 5 diapers. I have a toddler, and diapers are 25 plus a box.
Yay.
That's really a need. We need full size unopened body wash, shampoo and conditioner, especially kids soap, things like that, just because, those things add up. If you have ever had to buy all of that stuff at once, when you go to your grocery shopping, it like doubles your cost, I think. We need new bath and hand towels. These people are setting up households for the first time.
Sure.
And so things that we kind of take for granted, they get out of the shower and they don't have a bath towel. New pillows are really helpful. And then of course, the best kind are the gift cards, so that we can allow these people the dignity to go and choose their own items that they need for their new home.
And that's important too. With our federal and state money, we can only take 10% of our emergency aid money to provide gas cards and food cards, or items that they, a broom, a yes. mop. So those are things that we don't think about. We take for granted, mm-hmm. but somebody's like, I really wish I had a vacuum cleaner. You know, so, with those gift cards that can be donated to us, or the private money that can be donated to us, people recognize Rhonda and myself.
Yeah.
And when we're out shopping with a client, we really want them to feel safe and secure and not, you know, and have that privacy.
Right.
So if we had gift cards that we can give to somebody, then they can go and do their thing and they can do their shopping without having a chaperone.
Yeah.
The way it is now, you know, like Yvonne said, if we've reached that 10% mark of the cards we've purchased, now if someone needs food or toiletries or things like that, we have to go and check out with them and pay for it with our company card or something like that. So it's really not the best experience for these people.
It's highlighting.
And it's re-victimizing them a lot of the time. We try to be really sensitive to that and not, but you know, we've had cashiers holler like, hey, we need help over here on the Advocacy and Resource Center account. And it's just like, well, that goes. So it's, we try to save those cards for people. And those really truly are the best gifts that we could receive.
All right. Well, in any case, lots of ways to give. If you are curious or want to learn more, always reach out to the Advocacy Center directly. And what's your guys' number?
It's 307-672-7471, and our website is arcsheridan.org, where we have a donation page with all of those items listed.
All right, awesome. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more from the ARC next.
Of childhood, family snow days, the joy of giving. Christmas is the little things, the riddle things, timeless twinkling treasures that touch the heart. This year, give jewelry at Savings You'll Love, up to 50% off. But that can be our little secret. It's the riddle things that make Christmas magic. Riddles Jewelry
at 145 North Main in historic downtown Sheridan.
Remember when you were a kid Christmas morning? How excited you were? Well, it's Christmas morning all month long at Valley Motor Honda. You can get the most delightful deals of the year on a new Honda. Unwrap Valley Motor Honda's Christmas gift to you and save thousands. You'll totally be like, best gift ever. With the Happy Honda Day sales event, you'll go home with a smile on your face and a little more jingle in your pocket. Who's your Santa now? Valley Motor Honda, Sheridan.
It's time for Stressless. Now at Carroll's Furniture, you can save $200 on stressless seating with a minimum donation of $50 to a local charity, or $400 on the Stressless Mayfair featuring innovative ergonomic comfort systems and multiple sizes for a customized fit. Don't wait, it's time for Stressless, proudly endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association. Shop Carroll's Furniture, serving our community for 100 years in downtown Sheridan, and see our flyer in this week's Country Bounty and find us online at carolsfurniture.com.
Hi, this is Brittany, manager of Sell Only, your local Verizon authorized retailer in Sheridan, across from Sutton's Tavern. Through this month of December, my team and I are going to give you $400 off the Google Pixel 3 and 3XL when you activate a new line. If you upgrade your line, we're going to give you up to $300 off. Celebrate the holidays with some crazy deals that only Sell Only and my team can hook you up with. Sell Only, your Verizon authorized retailer in Sheridan, Wyoming, across from Sutton's Tavern, or online at sellonly.com.
Watch for Ridley's Family Market sales flyer in this week's Country Bounty for sweet holiday savings. Discover merry deals every day till Christmas. Shop and save on everything on your grocery list. And seniors, remember to request your senior discount each Wednesday and save an extra 10%. Save time and shop online at shopridleys.com. Ridley's even has delivery. Find great deals and big savings at Ridley's Family Market on Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan.
The time of giving and thanks is upon us, and on behalf of the Best Real Estate team, I would like to thank all of our customers and the community for another fantastic year. This is Kaylee Kurds with Best Real Estate. I hope you all have a blessed holiday season filled with good health, happiness, rest, relaxation, friendship, family, and lots of love. Remember today and always, if you're looking for the best for you and your family, work with the best at Best Real Estate. From all of us at Skyview West, Kim Love, and Yarrett Construction, and the entire team at Best Real Estate, I'm Kaylee Kurds wishing you a happy holiday season.
United Air Service from Sheridan begins January 12, 2020. Fly Sheridan is proud to partner with United Express in opening new horizons in air service to Sheridan County. Through its partnership with United Airlines, United Express provides air service for over 300 cities on five continents and serves over 200 U.S. destinations. Learn more at flysheridan.com or book your next big adventure today at united.com.
And welcome back to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. Yeah. I don't know what just happened. We're in Sheridan, right, guys?
We're still in Sheridan.
Gosh, I was transported to a magical land there for a second.
I would love to be transported.
Things get crazy when we come on the show.
It's the holidays. Everyone's going nuts. Okay, so again, the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center are those strange voices with me, Executive Director Yvonne Swanson and Assistant Director Rhonda Weber. And we're a ways out, and certainly we'll have you back on to talk more about it. But this last February, it was a rockin' 80s time at the Caliph Shrine for the Love Shouldn't Hurt fundraiser, which is an annual fundraiser for y'all in the month of February because it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month?
Well, it's not. No. It's Dating Violence Awareness Month.
Dating Violence Awareness.
But I just love the Love Shouldn't Hurt slogan that it's I came fun, up yes. with during chamber lunch. and what better time to have a Love Shouldn't Hurt fundraiser than during Love Month?
There you go. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Right. There's like a holiday dedicated to it.
And that's another big one. I forgot about that.
I mean, it's a big Hallmark holiday. But like, yeah, February 14th on the Valentine's Day.
This year. It's going to be the roaring 20s. I mean, perfect. We're back in the 20s in like 15 days.
I know.
Yes. Less than that.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It is kind of neat.
Everybody's kind of taken off with that theme, but ours is, you know,
yours is
going to be at a cool, like, roaring 20s location.
Yep, we've got some exciting surprises. Oh, we're doing it at Koltiska's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have some Koltiska's cocktails and
there you go.
Just the scenery and the venue is
flapper
the,
dresses.
Oh yeah.
You love it. I mean, you were at our event last year. We encourage dress.
Yeah,
so
it was awesome.
We're gonna
There's a video of it.
Yeah.
There on is.
YouTube. Oh gosh. I know. I'm on
you
it with very
radical.
Big hair.
I can't watch it anymore.
You guys were radical. And a lot of folks were radical. I want to say was there a Goonies crew?
Goonies.
There
they won our group contest. Yeah. They were full on.
They were in full costume the whole night.
Yep. They were one of our sponsors from Heartland Kubota, and they dressed up. And that
they had
was
a good
awesome.
Time. Yeah. Well, it was a really good time. It was a good fundraiser. And this year you guys are going to do it. Same standard there for a good fun time. And it's really good to start thinking about the theme before we talk about it, 2 weeks out or whenever I have you on in February to talk about it.
Right.
So as you hear this, folks, think about your inspiration for, the 20s, the speakeasy, the
Gatsby.
Gatsby. Yeah, exactly. So go back and watch your 20s, 1920s genre things and get inspired for costumes for that event. The Love Shouldn't Hurt fundraiser. You said it is on the 14th.
It is on the 14th.
And
Friday.
It is Friday.
Friday the 14th.
Cool.
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome.
From 7 to 10 or until the party ends.
And 7 to 10 or until the party ends.
Right.
Another slogan you just created.
And it just comes out.
Very, very good. Okay. We'll take another break. We'll finish up with the ARC in just a little bit.
Once again, the YO Theater brings you back to the days of White Hat Good, Black Hat Bad. Sunday, January 5th, it's Paint Your Wagon with Lee Marvin, Clint Eastwood, partners in a gold claim and a wife, set in No Name City, where women are scarce but gold is everywhere. January 12th, it's Rustler's Rhapsody, starring Tom Berenger and Andy Griffith. This is a true Western comedy and a must-see classic Western parody of the singing cowboy movies of the 30s and 40s. January 19th, it's The Sheep Man, starring Glenn Ford and Leslie Nielsen. There's just one word in Powder Valley's cattle country that makes jaws clench and trigger fingers twitch, and that word is sheep. And when a gunslinger wins a herd of sheep in a poker game, you know lead is gonna fly. And finally, January 26th, it's Cecil B. DeMille's epic railroad western, The Union Pacific, starring Joel McRae, Anthony Quinn, and Barbara Stanwyck. A rip-snorting, old-fashioned western film sponsored by Christine Gemp Love Foundation, Gene and Vicki Sterling, First Northern Bank, Vacutech, Pilch Reed CPA, Sheridan Realty Associates, and Letterbuck Car Wash.
Getting a tasty breakfast sandwich with a quality cup of coffee, that's a morning victory. Getting it served quick and at a great price, that's like a morning victory with a parade and a marching band. Get a sausage McMuffin for a dollar and add any size coffee or soft drink like an icy Dr. Pepper for just a dollar more. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wyoming Army National Guard. Aired by the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Looking for some extra holiday cash? Hammer Chevrolet can make that happen for you, Troy Baker.
Bob, we can put holiday cash in your hand today. We are looking to buy pre-owned vehicles. Now is the time to pick up some extra cash and we will pay you top dollar. All makes and all models. We have a lot of buyers looking for pre-owned vehicles. So bring your vehicle down and let's get you some holiday cash.
Hammer Chevrolet, 107 East Alger. Go online, hammerchevy.com, and happy holidays from everyone at Hammer Chevrolet.
Welcome back to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. My guests are with the Advocacy and Resource Center, Executive Director Yvonne Swanson and Assistant Director Rhonda Weber. And, you know, Yvonne, I always say your name wrong. Or I don't know that I say it wrong, but I've asked you this before. Is it Yvonne or Yvonne or...
I listen to most things. Okay. but Yvonne is what I usually say, but... Okay. I mean, I listen to most things. Avon is not one I listen to.
Avon's not one?
I don't think I've ever called you Yvonne. Yvonne. I've been called a lot of things.
Yvonne. Yvonne. Yeah. That's cool.
Why? Yeah.
Why though?
Why? Right.
And then, of course, Rhonda, I used to struggle with your last name because it's Weber.
Yeah.
But it looks like Weber because there's only one B. So,
I know.
You know, my old English.
It's Weber.
Teacher. It is Weber. I don't mess that up anymore.
True European Weber, because my husband's from a different country, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
The true
And
European.
My son's name is Liam, and so then we've Liam talked about Weber, this, he's always called Liam Weber.
Oh, wow, they mess them both up? Jeez.
Okay. Poor kid.
Well, as far as, you know, one thing that I like about this group is that, you know, we always have a little bit of fun when we're talking, mm-hmm. and it's really necessary with the types of topics that oftentimes we are discussing with the ARC. Because, I mean, the reality is that there's some nasty stuff in the world, and a lot of people are victimized, and that's your job, is to be there for those victims. And, I mean, that makes your crew really special, in my opinion, because
right.
you are there to be a light in the darkness, so to speak,
yeah.
and, you know, to be a positive force in victims' lives when sometimes, I mean... It's really hard to find the positivity in some things. So, you know.
Thank you, Rustin.
You're welcome. Nice. Yeah, kudos to you guys for being, you know, such wonderful humans. And as far as this time of year, it's a happy time of year, right? I mean, that's what we think of Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It's the
Magical.
Holidays.
Yeah.
Right? We don't call, there's holidays every month, but it's the holiday season mm-hmm. in November and December. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, you know, not everyone has a happy holiday, and a lot of it is in the vein of, you know, domestic violence and things like that. One interesting thing is, though, because oftentimes, as I understand, victims are trying to stay strong, mm-hmm. It's not as reported, but it still happens during the holiday season. Is that right, Rhonda?
Yeah, it's, you know, the victims and the survivors that we encounter are really strong, amazing people, and they're wanting to keep their family together during the holidays, and certainly not wanting to spend shelter, the night in shelter on Christmas Eve. And so they're really trying to pull things together. And so we do see a surge sometimes before the holidays and then after the holidays, but, there's no mistake during those days, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve day, Christmas Day, Thanksgiving, the abuse is in the home. You know, the victims and the survivors are probably just doing their best to hold everything together. And so we just want them to know that, you know, they can call us on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We'll support them. We'll encourage them. And we'll be there for them.
Well, and maybe one reminder for all of us, you know, random folks in the world, that you never know what someone's situation is. And that's regardless of the holiday mm-hmm, season, right? I mean, you never know mm-hmm. who you're talking to or who you're driving by or who you walk by at the grocery store. And, you know, it really is. It makes me feel better when I'm in a good mood and when I'm just being happy. And, you know, maybe you're checking out or you're at mm-hmm. some retail store or doing whatever. You know, just be nice. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt you. It helps you.
Definitely.
And it definitely helps the person you're talking to, and you may not even know in what way. I mean, maybe this person's just had one heck of a day. Maybe they're dreading having to go home after their shift. And, you know, I think a lot of us know that sometimes being a customer servant can be a, you know, not a fun position mm-hmm. to be in as far as how you're treated.
Right.
So if you're that one person, or, you know, if we can get a whole bunch of people to just, you know, Be spread nice. That cheer, that sure. holiday cheer, that cheer all year round, really. You know, that goes a long way with folks, and sometimes you don't even know in what ways. So kudos to you guys for always having that attitude and for always thank being you. Here for our victims. And thank you guys for being a great resource to Public Pulse as well.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have. Merry Christmas. Happy Merry holidays Christmas. To you guys. Christmas. And we'll talk more about Love Shouldn't Hurt in the new year. News Talk 930. Okay. That's all the time we have for Public Pulse. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. Have a wonderful Wednesday.